This is Evangelist George McTyre of the Word of God Ministry, and I'm coming to you today with an audio version of a message that was posted on this ministry's website in February 1994. And our subject scripture for this message is taken from 1 John, not Saint John, but 1 John. If you go all the way back to the book of Revelations and go forward from Revelations and start heading toward the front, you'll get to Jude, and then you'll get to 3 John, 2 John, and 1 John. Well, we're going to 1 John, chapter number 1, and verse number 9. This message here is an addition to, or should be connected to, the message that was recorded for January 1994, where it says you must be born again. And this gets a little more into the detail of what part of being born again, what all it entails, and how that our forgiveness is based on exactly how God sees our condition, spiritual condition, once we have become born again and we've asked Him to forgive us our sin. But anyway, 1 John chapter number 1, verse number 9 says, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. The title of this message, no record of it here. Let me pose a question to you. Are you a prostitute? Are you gay? Are you an adulterer or fornicator? Have you killed someone? Have you stolen from someone? Are you a drunk or a drug addict? Maybe you raped someone. Maybe you are sitting somewhere thinking about the mess that your life is in and the mess you have made of the lives of others. All of these things are terrible, and in many instances, if you are or were caught by the law, tried and found guilty, you now have a record. And that record will be available to anyone who desires to know what you have done in the past. In other words, your past will haunt you until the day you die. Even after pardons, serving your time, and even being acquitted of the charges, you will still have those that know what you were charged with, and many may use it to hold you back as you seek to make a fresh start or achieve a better position in life. All of this is because man, being the creature that he is, always wants to consider himself better than anyone else. And the only way he can do that is by trying to find out things about others that he can use against them if they seem to be advancing above him, or if they are already in a higher position than him, to bring them down. Well, when it comes to our relationship to God, we know that God is all-knowing. He can see into the innermost parts of our being and know what we are thinking and feeling. And with him being like this, many of us will say, I can't live the life that God wants me to live because of what I have done in the past. What can I do for the Lord? I have done all these bad things, and I know that if I stand up to proclaim that I am a Christian, someone will bring up the fact that I used to do this and that, and that God knows about it, and that I am just fooling myself. When I stand before God, He will certainly call up the record books and review my life and see the miserable lowlife that I am. Well, guess what? Even though man may seek to bring you down according to the records of his mind or books, God, being more righteous than we are, will forgive us our sins when we confess them to him. But it goes farther than that. Jeremiah 31 verse 34 says that when we begin to know him and make him our God, that he will not only forgive us our sins, but he will remember them no more. Now, you say, yeah, sure, right. Like all of a sudden God is going to get amnesia or something. Well, not exactly. What he is going to do is blot it out of his memory. You see, man has one fault that will always keep him in a place of despair and trouble, and that is, he doesn't really have the ability to truly forgive and forget. Therefore, even though he may have been hurt by someone close and that person asks his forgiveness, he may forgive him, but try as he might to forget the incident, his mind will store it in its memory banks. Then days, weeks, months, and even years later, another disagreement occurs, and in the heat of the argument, out comes the statement, I remember when you did this and that back years ago. Why did this come out? Because in an argument, most people call themselves giving a person a piece of their mind. And unfortunately, the mind starts taking control and, like a computer, regurgitates everything that is filed in regards to a particular person. God, on the other hand, simply blots out or erases the offense so there is no record of it to be brought up. Think of it this way. A person named John is standing before the throne of God for judgment. Satan, the accuser of the brethren, as he is called, is standing nearby and says, John did this back on such and such a date. And on this date, John did that. He goes into a whole list of things that John did that are punishable by hell fire. And justice demands to see God's records on this person's life. And if the accusations are true, then the price to be paid is eternal damnation. One of the angels brings the record of his life, John's life, to God, and God opens up the book to John's name. He looks and says, there is no record of it here. Satan has a fit. He says, I know he did these things. I have it all right here in my book. He asks God to let him see the book, and he looks, and all he can see after John's name is some red stuff. The blood of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. God can't see through the blood. As soon as he sees it, he knows the price has been paid. And if the price is paid, then there is nothing else left to be said. John is free to go into the gates of heaven. Hallelujah for the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of those that believe in him. What does this mean to you? It means that you too can be like John. All the wrong that you have ever done can be covered by the blood of Jesus. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they be as crimson, they shall be as wool. That's a little quote from Isaiah chapter number 1, verse number 18. All you have to do is confess your sin to Jesus and ask him to forgive you and be Lord of your life. If you asked him sincerely, he will. All you have to do is say or pray, Jesus, I am a sinner and I am sorry for my sinful ways. Will you come into my heart and cleanse me of all my sin and be Lord of my life? I accept you as Lord and Savior, and with your help, I will live my life for you. I believe that you died on the cross for my sins and was raised from the dead for my justification. Now, if you prayed that prayer from the heart, meaning every word, congratulations, you are now saved. All of your past sins are now covered by the blood. Even if you slip and commit a sin after this, just remember the subject verse. Confess it to God and ask forgiveness, and that sin will likewise be covered. Then, when the accuser comes along and tries to accuse you of something, just remember the words that God will tell him. There's no record of it here. And get on with the rest of your life. The next thing you need to do is start learning about what God wants you to begin doing. Among these things is get water baptized in the name of Jesus as a symbolic act of the remission of your sins or being cleansed of your sins. Also seek the baptism of the Holy Spirit, which will be the evidence of God's power being given to you as accorded or recorded in the book of Acts, chapter number 2. And like I say, this is the year 2022. I'm recording this in September of 2022, September the 29th. And the same thing holds true today as it did back in 1994, as it did back 2,000 years ago. It's the same thing. God has not changed how he feels about sin or anything else like that. And all you have to do is be of a mindset that if you're sincere about being born again, you're going to find out and study his word, the Bible, and begin to seek him in prayer and meditation on his word and things like that. Attend a good Bible believing church, and quite frankly, in order for you to attend a good Bible believing church, you're going to have some basic foundation as to what a good Bible believing church is. Just because a church or a building has the fact that it's a church out, that it's a church, does not mean that they believe the Bible the way that God wants you to believe it. So you have to take heed to what are the guidelines that you need to follow. The first guidelines is naturally, what do they believe about Jesus Christ? What do they believe about being born again and saved and living a holy life? What do they believe about what is and is not sin and things like that? But that's a lot of stuff for you to be trying to learn. But like I say, if you're serious about seeking it, God will open it up to you just by reading his word in the little parts that you do know. You'll be surprised how they'll start opening up to you, and you can put two and two together and come up with the right solution as to what kind of church you need to be in. So with that being said, this is Evangelist George McTyre signing off again for this message, and I'm saying to you once again, may God bless you and your families real good as you move forward in the Lord. God bless and good day.